A little bit more. Just a little bit more.
It's time for Well Seasoned, thanks to Eden's Box.
Just a tad more.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a brand new segment. This is real exciting, isn't it, Millie?
New segment alert!
We're really excited to be launching Well Seasoned, which is going to be a monthly little foodie segment, thanks to our friends at Eden's Box. If you're not familiar with what Eden's Box is, it's a produce subscription service. You can get a box of lovely organic fruit and veggies sent to your door every week. They've got different size options, and you can customize what's in it, but it's very much centered around connecting you with where your food is coming from. Everything is picked and on your table within a couple of days, and it's organic, so none of the nasties. And we've got a special guest in the studio with us. We've got Ophelia from Blue. Morena.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm so excited to have you up here. We'll talk a little bit about Blue and how you guys started, because you're only a few months old, mm-hmm. right?
I think like maybe four months
wow.
old.
Yeah. Aww.
Sleep regression.
Yeah. Nice.
Love it.
But you're here to talk to us about a little dish that you've sort of curated, or a couple of dishes that you've curated around what's in Eden's Box this week. This is the list of what we had in the box. We had lettuce, beetroot, cabbage, cauliflower, carrots, leek, potatoes, apples, avocado, kiwi fruit, oranges.
Yummy list.
How much stuff is in there? But talk to us a little bit about Blue and your journey with food and starting a cafe.
Sure. So we opened Blue just under 4 months ago. Carl, Joe and I had Roses on K Road before that, will actually be opening a dive bar in like a month-ish when our business partner's fingers regrow back.
That's crazy, starting a cafe. And then 4 months later...
Suckers for Punishment, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So we started Blue. I think we opened Blue because... For a multitude of reasons, but I think if you're going to open a new business, particularly a hospitality site, I think you need to open something in your city that you feel like your city is missing. And I guess... Tamaki is a pretty epic food scene, honestly. But we just wanted somewhere that was... I guess quite community orientated and hyper seasonal and responsive in the way that we do our food.
I've heard things about the food. I've heard it's great. Would you want to give us some examples of stuff that you'd find on the menu?
Well, so we try and change it pretty regularly because we don't sort of pigeon ourselves into any sort of cuisine. Mm-hmm. I'm doing bunny ears.
Yeah.
Because that's just not the way that Katie and Carl like to cook. And also we kind of feel like it's not the way that places should be cooking. You should just be being responsive to what's around. If you're picking a cuisine, then you're having to bring stuff in to basically meet your menu. Yeah. Whereas we want it to be the other way around, where it's just okay, cool. Well, this is what we've got. What can we do with it that's still yum, without sort of importing heaps of shit for the sake of a dish, or to stay within the confines of a menu. What's on the menu at the moment? We just added a bunch of new stuff. This week we've got we actually kind of just did we haven't done a sweet thing in a while. We just put a sweet thing back on the day menu. So we're doing our cacao chocolate creamer with labneh and fried rosemary on Florence sourdough, and that's sweet but not too sweet.
Yeah,
that sounds so good.
What else we just added? We've just added it's a New Zealand grown pearl barley, and it's got crispy fennel sausages from Greyland Butcher on there, and then just a little free range egg and some salsa verde. So it's quite simple components, but just put together nicely.
And really nice quality ingredients, which I guess ties in with Well Seasoned as well. Cooking seasonally is a big part of what you guys do, right?
Yeah, it's a really big touch point for sort of everything we do at Blue.
Okay, you're going to talk to us a little bit about some dishes surrounding what was in Eden's Box this week. Mm-hmm. What have you got for us to talk about?
Well, I felt we sort of thought it would be poignant to use what was in the seasonal box from... Mm. We basically are already using a bunch of these things on our menu because that's what's in season. Mm. So it kind of felt like it made sense to just...
The stars aligned.
Yeah,
the
stars
are
aligning. I'm we're using these things anyway because that's what's in season.
Yeah.
So we just did Alberada, which is this really beautiful burrata from... Mm. El Casaro, and then we usually just do it with like whatever citrus we can get, but we did it with orange this week. And it's just got like a little pomegranate vinaigrette and like fried curry leaves. Yummy with bread.
Fried curry leaves.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a bit of a Katie leaves. Riley special, that one.
That's awesome.
They are such a forgotten ingredient, and I think they are
fried leaf of any kind.
Just delicious. Yeah.
Such a cool, like, fusion of, I mean, like you were saying, fusion of cuisines and ingredients and stuff, like burrata with curry leaves.
Yeah, that's totally. Awesome. Yeah, yeah, a little bit unexpected. But, yeah, we use the orange from Eden's Box this week, but we just use, like, whatever citrus we can get on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we also made our beetroot salad, which is sort of, like, on the day and the night menus. Like, you can add an egg to it during the day or just, like, have it with the main at night, which is dark at the moment.
Is this raw beetroot or did you cook
it? No, it's like roasted beetroot. Sorry. Ooh, I like it's it, no, it can't be raw. No, it's cooked. And then that's done on like a charcoal smoked labneh, which is obviously like the dairy from Dreamview. And then there's like beautiful purple walnuts.
Yeah.
From Joe's Nuts. So we try and basically like cling to the touch points like of what's, I guess, around us. Yeah, so those are the those are two things on the menu, which like anyone can come in and try, which is cool. And then we basically just made like a bodge version of a Waldorf for like stuffies. So it was like apple, lettuce, purple walnuts, and then like no grapes in season right now, so we did raisins and just like a little creamy dressing. Yeah,
that's a good thing, like being able to know how to substitute things when it's like, oh, I want to do this, but like grapes aren't in season, like what can I chuck in there?
I think you just have to think about what that thing is doing. So like if it's a grape, you're like, oh, it's sweet, so it's like okay, we'll just like find something sweet, and like a raisin is like a dehydrated fruit, so that'll work, you know.
Well, listeners, if you grab an Eden's box, you can throw together a little Waldorf and just substitute grapes for raisins.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's texted that the food sounds delicious and they want to know where Blue is. It's on the corner of Ponsonby Road and Franklin Road.
That is correct.
And it's sort of like tucked away. This
it's like it's like tucked around the corner. You don't really see a building first; you see a courtyard first.
Oh, so cool. The menu sounds absolutely divine and some great ingredients in there. Thank you so much to Eden's Box for, of course, sending us some produce to make these beautiful dishes with. If people want to learn more about Eden's Box, you can head to their website and you can order yourself a box any day before Sunday, I believe, and it'll get delivered on Monday the next week.
Yeah.
I
love it.
Thank you so much, Ophelia.
Thank you, Ophelia.
Bye. Bye.
That was Well Seasoned.
Thanks to Eden's Box.
Perfect.